Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, April 16th, and I am recording at 9:53 p.m., and that's British Summer Time here in London. Okay, so what's happened here in markets today? Well, several interesting things. Let me start with the usual review and look at the Asia-Pacific stock markets. And they're generally pretty steady, with one exception here, which I'll get to in a moment. But Japan, a little bit higher, not a great deal, but nevertheless in the positive column. China was really interesting because, shamefully, I stayed up late enough to see the opening, and China was soft. And that also occurred. One of the things that kept me up is that China's A shares had a tiny, so I didn't mention it, had a tiny downside key day reversal yesterday. I didn't think it was very, very important, but I was curious to see what actually happened. Well, China opened weaker. And I went to bed, but I saw this morning that it then rallied steadily and closed at the highs. So the Shanghai Composite Index actually closed up 2.71%. It was down nearly 1% on the opening. And the Hang Seng Index, well, that gained less than half a percentage point, but the H shares, that's the HSCEI, again, and strong, up 1.72% here overall. Taiwan had a good day as well, up nearly 1.25%. South Korea also up nearly 1%. Australia up 0.2%. The soft spot was India. It wasn't down hugely, but half a percentage point across the boards. Also, looks like Singapore was 0.25% down. The others were higher, including Thailand, up 1.43%. Now, looking at Europe, when I can find it here, Europe was troubled. I think it might have been Greece-related fears, but surprisingly weak, and against the background of a short-term overbought condition. Germany, for instance, down nearly 2%, 1.9%, and it's not really maintaining, or it's in danger of not maintaining that upward break that we had seen. Well, indeed, it's just fractionally below the 12,000 level by just over psychological level by just over one point. But other big hits, including Spain, Italy, Sweden, and the Euro Stoxx 50, down 1.36%. UK down half a percent. So they were all those Europeans were weaker. Now, Wall Street disappointed a little bit this evening. It was on the minus column pretty well all day, and then sort of an hour before the close, the Dow pushed upwards, actually got up as high as 50 points at one stage, but then closed off. But we have tiny losses, all less than a tenth of a percentage point on the US indices. Canada a little weaker, Mexico half a percentage point higher, Brazil same amount lower approximately. Okay, now let's go on to the government bond market. Well, nothing to report there. That's unchanged, 1.9% for U.S. 10-year. But the dollar situation is interesting. Now, here's the dollar index. This is all still trading after hours, of course, but it's at 97.68. Now, the high today was 98.72, so this is continuing to come down, and these are sort of sharp downward days. Of course, their rallies were quite sharp as well. It has been a little bit volatile in this sort of 96 to 100 range here. You know my view on this, but I'm going to repeat it very, very quickly here. If you're a bull of if you're long of stock markets here, you don't want a stronger dollar in here, because that will cause further problems for the U.S. economy. It'll hurt corporate profits more than help them, for sure. And it could easily cause some other problems where there may be overextended borrowers in U.S. dollars in other countries. So we don't want extreme big currency moves. They have a destabilizing effect here also. And I've emphasized that I do not think that the Fed definitely does not want a stronger dollar. I mean, they'd be idiots if they wanted a stronger dollar up at this level. What they do want to see is a stronger U.S. economy, and they want to be able to get off the mark of zero interest rates and raise by a quarter to half a percentage point. If it's half a percentage point, that would be in two consecutive moves, not in a one-day move, I'm reasonably certain. So, softer dollar, that I would interpret as good news here overall. Now, what are some of the other currencies in here? Sterling up to 149, 1.4934. The euro is back up to 1.0762. Australian dollar 0.7805. Again, obviously all firmer in here, as are the Asian currencies that I checked, not least the Chinese renminbi. And were there any other? The yen, that's virtually unchanged, 119.02. I think that is unchanged from what I mentioned last night. And again, the dollar situation. Someone sent me a note saying that somebody sent me a report saying that precious metals had steadied because of their Grexit concerns. Well, I just think on the global stage, and gold is traded on the global stage, Greece will, it's largely a non-entity here. What I just replied was that, and I've said it here before on these audios, is that the precious metals will go up if the dollar weakens, and vice versa. So, weaker dollar here today. Palladium is up 12 over 12 and a half at 779, nearly 780. Silver did not follow that lead. It's at 16.25. Platinum a little firmer here, 1161. And gold bullion just a little lower, $4 lower here, 1198. Now, in truth, on this dollar point, it's still in a range here overall. But it was down today. If you get downside follow through tomorrow, I would expect more often than not that you get a little bit more firmness in precious metals. Conversely, if you were to see that DXY, that's that dollar index, if you were to see that moving decisively above the 100 level, well, I think that would create problems in stock markets. I think it would, and it would hit precious metals fairly hard. Okay, what else is noteworthy here, or is anything else? Yes, crude oil. This is interesting. Look at the range here today. Now, the Brent is currently trading at $63.78. That's up 46 cents, but it was much lower. It was at 62 at one stage today. So again, 63.81. And the WTI is at $56.58. cents. That's up 19 cents. It was at 55.07 earlier on, so we had a little sell-off, and then again they picked up. And WTI, that's a breakout from its trading range, and the Brent isn't all that far off from achieving the same, and then that supported the oil shares for the most part. Also, I think it helped sentiment in the mining sector somewhat. And these currencies have commodities, I beg your pardon, have mostly firmed. I'm just going to bring up CCI. I haven't seen that today, and I would bring that. You know, that's that continuous commodity index, and so it's reasonable upside move today. It's testing the upper side of the range. Well worth looking at in the library. CCI index, and it looks, I've said it before, but this looks like a basing pattern here overall, and it's close to the upper side of the range. So, you know, just when people were saying commodities were never ever going to recover again, a little bit of basing activity here overall. Interesting. Grains and beans very slightly higher. They're obviously a weather play overall. And there are articles that are appearing that are expressing concern about farmers not being able to afford their work. Well, they can be subsidized easily enough if necessary, but basically the reason for that is because these food prices are a lot lower. The reason behind the articles is that food prices are a lot lower. That's good for the global economy. Okay, and on that note, all the very best to all of you.